But it's not just in the California deserts where you can see nifty green architecture. The New York City subway system has one of the best environmental designs done recently, according to the American Institute of Architects. So I hopped on my neighborhood line, the F train, and rode all the way down to the end.
We actually see the roller coaster and the Ferris wheel, and here we are at Astroland Amusement Park, the traditional reason to come to Coney Island.
Coney Island's Stillwell Avenue station sits a block away from the Atlantic Ocean. Four different mass transit lines terminate here, and millions of people stream through every year.
Here we are at Stillwell Avenue.
Overhead, covering the whole thing and all the outdoor tracks, is an incredible new train shed with a gorgeous vaulted glass and steel roof.
It's extraordinary. It's 80 feet high, this shed, with steel trusses.
A roof that generates electricity.
Nothing decorative about it, but it's this modern-looking train shed, but in the old-fashioned sort of late 19th century sense of modern, with all the steel trusses and beams exposed, all white and blue and steel-colored.
What could be more green than a mass transit facility run by solar power? That's like green squared. The architect who designed the new building is Greg Kiss.
How long have you been working on this?
It's been many years now. It's probably began about 6.5 years ago.
Although, as we'll talk about, I mean, you use this incredibly high-tech solar power generating system. The structure itself, the steel, doesn't look 21st century at all.
I think it's important to evoke the past of a place like this while not aping it. You know, Coney Island has always had an element of sort of retro fantasy in it, but it's also always had a very futuristic side as well. And so we'd like to continue that tradition here.
It is a glass roof, but in each of these glass panes, windows up there, there is a gray structure. Are those the photovoltaic cells?
They are. It's a type of silicon that has three layers to it. One layer is positively charged. The other is negatively charged. They're separated by a neutral layer. And the photons of the light come in and they dislodge electrons from one of these layers. And when they get enough energy, they leap across this neutral barrier in the middle. So we gather that all together, and that DC wire runs down underneath the platforms to an electrical room where there are two inverters. And an inverter is a device that changes the DC electricity to AC. And so it can be used in tandem with the conventional power sources.
So that is saving X tons of greenhouse gases from going into the air from conventionally generated electricity.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The famous place to get a bite around here is Nathan's. Is that close enough to we could go get a hot dog?
Diagonally across the street, the center of the hot dog universe.
Great, let's go. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Thank you.
Can I get a bacon, cheese, a hot dog, and a regular hot dog? And a bottle of water.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
$18.
Okay. Thank you. The Bloomberg administration in New York has developed this comprehensive plan for the next 25 years of sustainable energy use in New York City. You sort of predated that with this project.
This does predate that, and this is to the credit of New York City Transit and their planning process, but really, the needs of our city, our country, the world go way beyond even the mayor's plan. So we will be doing, I'm convinced, much more of this in the near future. You know, you're building a building and you're paying for all this surface and it's sitting in the sun. And in most cases, the sun is not just being wasted, it's being counterproductive. You know, it's heating your building up, so you have to use more energy to air condition it with. And if you can just, instead of fighting against the natural elements in the natural world, if you can just work with it, you end up with something that is really much better and more efficient and more pleasant and a healthier, happier place to be.
Well, and you seem well-positioned for the next generation of sustainable architecture.
Well, thanks. I hope so. This is the future. You know, it has to be the future. And as architects, we can either react to it or we can try to lead the process. And the more we do that, the better for everybody, the quicker and better we get to that goal.
Good. Well, thanks for bringing us out to Coney Island.
Well, thank you. And thanks for the hot dog.
She's my Coney Island, baby. She's my Coney Island girl.
You can see some pictures from our trip to the Stillwell Terminal at Coney Island and learn more about photovoltaics at our website, studio360.org.